Connection is a healthy and essential aspect of our daily lives. From a warm hug after a hard day to kind words just when we need them, these gentle moments give us an understanding of life's true meaning. But when the ability to connect is interrupted by the hustle of daily life and to-do lists pile up next to the worry of who needs school supplies, sometimes making decisions about our health and the well-being of our loved ones can take a back seat. When it comes to those we care for, vaccines are one of the greatest public health success stories, and along with other measures, are one way to help prevent certain diseases. At Merck, we envision communities where families, healthcare providers, local organizations, and advocates work together. Health equity happens when every person, regardless of age and ethnicity, in every community, has fair access to healthcare, including the vaccines they need. For more information, please visit whyvaccines.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
Frequency.
And thank you for tuning in to today's episode of George, the Original Side Hustler. I hope you enjoy these back-to-back episodes of Let George Do It, Volume 2. If you enjoy this show, be sure to check out Volume 1. And when you're done listening, please be sure to follow, rate, and review the show. It really helps out. Also, check out the descriptions for links to everything in regards to this podcast. Thanks again. Enjoy.
Your neighborhood Chevron gas station invites you to Let George Do It, brought to you by the makers of climate-tailored Chevron Supreme Gasoline and RPM Compounded Motor Oil. George Valentine got out of the Army. He had an idea and just enough money to set up a small office and put an ad in the paper offering his services as a dog walker, a crime solver, a wife spanker, or whatever a client wants done. So far, he's met with fair success. He's had plenty of clients, but not all of them paid off. That hasn't discouraged George. He's an optimist. Right now, he's striding up to the side door of his office, the door that lets him into his private office without going through his waiting room.
Ah, good morning, Sonny. Claire? Hey, where is everybody?
Oh, good morning, Valentine. We were in the waiting room. We've been kind of busy. I've been taking him up and down the elevator. He never rode in one before. And now Claire's pointing out the tall building.
Hey, look, wait a minute, Sonny. Slow down, will you? What are you talking about?
Your new client.
Oh, have I got a new client?
Yes, sir, and this is his first visit to the city.
Oh, great. Where's he from?
Three Oaks.
Hey, that sounds familiar.
Oh, I bet you'll like him, Mr. Valentine. He's very nice.
Three Oaks. Oh, I know. My mother had some cousins living in Three Oaks.
His name is Jeff Williams.
Jeff Williams. Cousin Jeff.
Hey, is he your cousin?
Yeah, that's right. Haven't seen him in 25 years. He's probably married and has a dozen kids.
Is he really your cousin, Mr. Valentine? Why, he isn't a bit like you. He's very nice.
Oh. Thanks a lot, Sonny. All right, carry on with the office work. I'll see you about Cousin Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Valentine.
Good morning, Claire. Well, Cousin Jeff.
Hello, Cousin George.
Say, it's been a long time, Jeff. How are you?
I never felt better in my life, George.
Your cousin was telling me that this is his first visit to the city, Mr. Valentine.
Oh, is that so? Sit down, Jeff.
Oh, after you, ma'am.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Williams.
You're welcome, ma'am. Well, I guess you're surprised to see me, George. I've been looking forward to this trip for a long time, but that farm sort of kept me tied down.
But, Jeff, how'd you know where to find me? Am I famous, even in Three Oaks?
Oh, I saw your advertisement, George. I have the newspapers mailed to me. Rural Route 4.
Oh, I see. Well, what's on your mind, Jeff?
Well, it's like this. I had a little extra egg money put aside.
Egg money?
Mr. Williams has chickens. He sells the eggs.
Oh,
my chickens are sure good to me this year. I figure after I pay my hotel bill, I'll have about $100 for you, George.
Well, what do you mean? Why give me $100?
Well, like this, George, I like my farm, you know. I was born and raised there, but it's pretty lonesome, especially winters.
Oh, I'm way ahead of you, Jeff. You want me to find you a wife.
Oh, I figure I'm doing my own courting. Only trouble, I can't find a girl to court.
Really, Mr. Williams?
Well, you see, ma'am, most of the women in Three Oaks is already married, and those that aren't are spoken for.
Oh, I find the girl and you court her. Well, that's fair enough.
But I got to meet her by Wednesday night. Got to get back home. Have to start my corn husking.
Did you have any special type in mind?
Well, hope you'll forgive me, Miss Brooks, but I like a pretty girl like Miss Brooks.
Claire? Claire, what are you doing next Wednesday?
I quit.
Well, don't worry, Jeff. I'm sure I can help you.
Well, there's only one other thing, George. She's got to be a girl who'll love my little Dolores.
Dolores?
And all her brothers and sisters.
All her brothers and sisters? How many have you got?
57.
57 children?
No, 57 pigs.
Pigs?
Pigs.
He raises pigs, Mr. Valentine.
I hope you won't think I'm loony, but those pigs mean a lot to me. I'm fond of them, and they're fond of me.
Okay, Jeff. Just leave everything to me. I'll find a girl for you, all right? Someone who'll love Dolores and all her brothers and sisters. All 57 of them.
I don't want to bother you with questions, Mr. Valentine, but what are we doing here?
Working for our new client. I promised I'd find him a girl, didn't I?
Do you expect to find her in this alley?
Well, this alley leads to the stage door entrance.
Stage door? A showgirl?
Sure, why not? She's got to be pretty. And I'll bet these girls are sick of the bright lights. They'd probably give their eye teeth to settle down on a farm.
What are you going to do? Tap them on the shoulder and say, pardon me, but do you like pigs?
No, of course not. I'm going to be subtle about this. I'll tell him I'm an inquiring reporter. You get it, Claire?
No, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, it's 5:40. The matinee's over a half hour ago. Hey, here they come now. Say, there's a beauty.
Yeah, she'll do.
Oh, miss. Oh, wait a minute, please.
If it's a date, my mother don't let me go out on no date. Besides, I'm booked solid for 2 months.
No, I'm the inquiring reporter. I just want to ask you a question. Would you mind telling me, what's your favorite animal?
My favorite animal? Mink.
Mink?
Yeah, mink. My mother likes ermine.
Oh, I see. Well, thanks a lot.
Maybe you could get Mr. Williams to raise mink instead of pig.
Now, I'll try a brunette this time. Oh, a miss. Miss.
All right. Give me a pencil and I'll give you my autograph.
Oh, no, thanks. That's not it. You see, I'm the inquiring reporter, and I'd like to ask you a question if you have a minute.
Shoot.
What's your favorite animal?
Male.
Male?
Male.
Oh, I see. Well, thanks a lot.
Is that all?
Yes, miss, thanks. That's plenty.
If you'd like an interview for your paper and pictures, I'm at the Brayton Hotel.
I see. Well, I'll give you a buzz.
And if a man's voice answers, don't hang up. That's me. I'm at the Brayton Hotel.
All right. It seemed like a good idea at the time.
Oh, Mr. Valentine, look at this. Coming towards us. The baby doll type.
Huh? Oh, miss.
You mean little old me?
Yeah, that's right. Little old you.
They call me Kathy Phillips. What do they call you?
Well, they call me the inquiring reporter, and I'd like to ask you a question, if you don't mind.
Oh, I think that's just darling of you. What do you want to know?
Well, I wish you'd tell me, what's your favorite animal?
My favorite animal?
That's right.
Promise not to laugh.
I promise.
Cross your heart, hope to die.
Hope to die.
Well, then, don't you dare tell a soul, but I'm just mad about piggies.
Oh, well, that's a nice thing. Piggies? Claire! Claire, we found her.
I don't mean to rush you, Cousin George. That's not why I phoned. I'm just a little anxious, that's all.
Now, will you be patient, Jeff? I think I found the right girl for you. She's small, she's pretty, she's blonde.
But does she like pigs?
Does she like pigs? The girl's mad about pigs.
She sounds like the one I've been looking for, all right. When can I meet her, Cousin George?
Why, she's in my office right now. I'll arrange a date for you tonight. You can take her out to dinner.
Dinner? Say, maybe I better get my hair cut.
Yeah, you do that, Jeff, and I'll call you later. Goodbye.
Bye.
Sonny, Sonny.
Yes, sir?
Send Kathy Phillips in here, will you? I want to talk to her.
Okay, Mr. Valentine. Mr. Valentine wants to see you, miss.
You want to see little old me, Mr. Valentine?
Yeah, sit down, Kathy. I want to talk to you.
Did I win some sort of contest? Is that what this is all about?
Never mind. You'll find out soon enough. Kathy, do you like farms?
Oh, Mr. Valentine, I adore farms. Of course, I've never been on a farm, but then when you adore something, well, you just adore it, that's all.
Well, it doesn't matter. Just so you like pigs. Can you cook?
Cook? You mean mix up things in the kitchen?
Yeah, well, that's sort of the idea.
Oh, I don't think anyone can mix up things in the kitchen like I can.
Yeah, I'll bet. Well, never mind. Just so you like pigs.
I brought my collection down for you to see, Mr. Valentine.
Collection? What collection?
It's in this box. Go ahead, open it.
Yeah, well, what is it?
Oh, they don't hurt you, Stilly. Go on, open it.
All right, I'll bite. What in the name of heaven are these?
I told you, I just adore piggies.
Great Caesar's ghost. Piggy Banks.
Piggy Banks.
Well, how was I to know? When she said piggies, I thought it was just her baby talk.
She's got over 100 piggy banks, Mr. Valentine. I counted
them. Never mind the piggy banks. We got to do something.
Good afternoon. Let George do it.
Hello, Miss Brooks. How are you?
Oh, fine, Jeff. Just a minute. Your cousin.
Oh, I gotta stall him. Hello, Jeff.
I phoned to ask you about my date tonight, Cousin George.
Oh, well, now look, Jeff, you'll have to be patient. She can't make it tonight.
Oh, shucks. I had my hair cut.
Well, Jeff, it'll keep. She'll have dinner with you tomorrow night. Now, this girl is worth waiting for.
I don't want to rush her, but I have to get back to start my corn husk.
Yeah, you'll make it. Now, don't worry. Goodbye, Jeff.
Yeah, goodbye.
Mr. Valentine, I don't like this. Jeff is too nice to try to put something over on him.
Now, Claire, what are you talking about? Kathy's a wonderful girl.
Yeah, but Mr. Valentine, she won't know any more about pigs tomorrow night than she does right now.
Oh, yes, she will. Because you two are to go down to the library and pick up all the books they have on pigs.
Then what'll we do with them?
You see to it that Kathy reads them.
What makes you think she can read?
Then you read them to her. Take her to your apartment. Spend all day and all night if you have to. But I want that girl to know everything there is to know about pigs. You understand? Now get going.
Bookshop.
Hello, this is Sonny Brooks. Is it too late to send out some books to us right away?
Why, no, I don't believe so.
We went through all they had in the library, but she still doesn't know anything about pigs.
Pigs?
Yeah. Send us everything you've got. Send it to apartment 5306 Sharp Street.
Oh, what street? Spell that, please.
Sharp. S is in swine, H is in hogs, A is in animal, R is in ribs, and P is in pig's feet. That waitress. Why doesn't she take our order? All that talk about pigs made me hungry.
Oh, never mind, Sonny. She'll get around to us soon. Now, come on, Kathy. Name the different kinds of pigs.
Oh, Claire, I'm such a tired little old thing.
Now, Kathy, Mr. Valentine has big plans for you, but you've got to know your pigs.
Well, let me see. There's the Yorkshire pigs. They've got the darliest little spots all over them.
Hey, that's not right, is it, Claire?
Kathy, Yorkshire are white. You mean the spotted Poland China. Its head is rugged, medium in length, and slightly dished in the profile.
Oh, Claire, you use such big words. I guess I'm just a little old dummy. I wasn't very smart in school. I never will forget the trouble I had in fifth grade.
You mean you got to the fifth grade?
Sonny. If you could only talk to someone who really knows pigs.
Well, what'll it be, folks? Can I take your order?
You order for us, Sonny.
Well, we might as well stay in the spirit. We better have the best pork chops from great big pigs.
Oh, the best pork chops come from the medium type, like the Berkshire and the Hampshire.
Hey, Claire, listen to our waitress.
Oh, I was raised on a farm.
Well, one of these folks, never mind the food. Just tell this girl everything you know about pigs.
Yeah, and please, use words of only one syllable.
Come on, come on, open up, open up. Say, where is everybody?
Oh, it's you.
Oh, good morning, Claire.
Come in.
Did I wake you?
Wake me? Haven't been to bed yet.
Well, you can sleep tonight. Say, how's our pupil getting along?
I don't know about Kathy, but whenever I close my eyes, I see pigs. Yorkshire, Berkshire, Hampshire, Durham.
Hey, you know your pigs, all right.
Oh, Mr. Valentine.
Oh, good morning, Sonny. Where's Kathy?
She's still learning her lines.
Her lines? What are you talking about?
Well, we finally hit on a system that works with her. We pretend she's playing a part in a show.
Yeah, we write the lines and she learns them. I'll show you. Kathy? Oh, Kathy.
I'm coming. Oh, Mr. Valentine, it's you.
Yep, little old me.
Go ahead, Kathy. Recite for him.
All right. The Pullman China has a head that is rugged in appearance, medium in length, and slightly dished in the profile.
Well, that's wonderful, marvelous, tremendous. Jeff will be the happiest man in Three Oaks.
Jeff? Who's Jeff?
Oh, sit down, Kathy. The time has come for us to have a little talk.
Oh, I just adore that, Mr. Valentine.
Kathy, how would you like to settle down on a little farm?
A farm?
With 57 pigs.
I think that'd be just darling. Could I name them?
Oh, sure, sure, of course. Now, look, Kathy, I'm not promising you anything, understand? But you'll have dinner with him tonight.
Dinner? Oh, I am fond of eating.
Yeah, I'll bet. Now, you meet him, he meets you. The rest is up to you, too.
Oh, what do you mean, Mr. Valentine?
Well, I mean, if he likes you and you like him, then you make your own plans. I'm just sort of bringing you together, that's all. Arranging a date for tonight.
About that date, Mr. Valentine, I'm afraid I won't be able to keep it.
You won't? Why not?
I hate to disappoint you, Mr. Valentine.
Why? What's wrong?
Well, I'm afraid he might not like it.
Who might not like it?
My husband.
Your husband?
You've got a husband?
Well, of course. Didn't I tell you? He's just the sweetest little old thing. He collects piggy banks, too.
Yeah, George certainly finds himself in an embarrassing situation now. While he's figuring out an answer, I'd like to have a little talk with you. You know, most folks are alike. We all enjoy doing business with the neighborhood grocer, the druggist, or the hardware man who gives us a friendly smile when we come in. Kind of a chap who asks about the kids when he wraps up our package. That's one reason why many folks like to trade at home-owned Chevron gas stations. They're run by local men who've made good, friendly, capable fellows who know most everyone in town and know their cars equally well. They're all mighty nice people to do business with. That's why you always feel at home when you stop at a Chevron gas station. There's another thing you can count on finding at Chevron gas stations. They all carry that climate-tailored Chevron Supreme gasoline and RPM compounded motor oil. All of them honor your Chevron credit card, too. So whenever you're on a trip, make it a habit to stop at Chevron gas stations. George found a girl for his client, all right. Kathy was small, pretty, and blonde, and she learned all about pigs. There was only one catch. Kathy was already married. Now George, Claire, and Sonny are still in Claire's apartment.
Why didn't you ask her if she was married?
Well, I didn't think about it.
The most important thing of all, and you didn't think about it.
Well, it just didn't occur to me. I did mention settling down on a farm.
But you didn't mention the farmer.
Oh, I forgot. It slipped my mind.
Oh, fine. Wonderful. And after all we went through teaching her about pigs.
Yeah. Well, I can't even bear to look at bacon. And when I sleep, I don't snore anymore. I just go, oink, oink,
oink. Oh, Sonny, will you get out of here? Now, Claire, what are we going to do? Jeff is supposed to phone me here, and I'm supposed to have the date all set. What'll I tell him now?
That's your problem, Mr. Valentine. I wash my hands of the whole thing.
Oh, now, Claire, don't say that. Jeff's been looking forward to this trip for years. If I can't get him a bride, well, at least I can get him a dinner date.
Besides, there's the $100.
Claire. You don't think I'd accept money from my own cousin? You make me sound like a heel.
Well?
That must be Jeff. You talk to him.
Oh, no. Talk to him yourself. Take your medicine like a man.
Oh, a fine secretary I've got. Hello?
Hello, this is Jeff.
Oh, hello, Jeff.
I got another haircut, Cousin George.
Another haircut. That's great.
Now, what about my date for tonight? You know, I've got to get back to the farm tomorrow.
Well, you see, it's like this, Jeff.
You see, this girl knows her pigs all right.
Fine, that'll give us something to talk about.
You know, she knows all about pigs. And you see, well, this girl is very pretty.
I'm anxious to meet her.
And you see, this girl is...
Married.
Will you stop it?
Stop what?
No, not you. You see, Jeff, it's like this. Oh, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
What's the matter?
Why can't you have dinner with him?
Me? Oh, no, you don't.
What'd you say, Cousin George?
Well, you're beautiful.
I am.
And you know about pigs?
Well, I ought to. I was raised with them.
Well, how about it?
You'd hand me over for a measly $100.
Oh, now, don't get dramatic. It's just a dinner date.
Well, it's more than just a dinner date.
It's more than just a dinner date, and you know it.
Now, look, it's his first trip to the city, and he's my cousin. How can I let him down?
Let who down?
You know he likes you. Remember, he said he wanted to meet a girl just like you.
Like who?
You'd sell your own grandmother for $100.
Whose grandmother?
Oh, grandma's fine, thank you, George.
Oh, now, listen, Claire. All you have to do is have dinner with him. Is that too much to ask of you?
All right, I'll do it.
You will have dinner with him?
With who?
I'll have a lot of dinners with him. I always wanted to live on a farm.
Claire.
Tell your cousin to get a haircut and meet me at Pierre's.
It sure is nice of you to have dinner with me, Claire.
It's nice of you to think it's nice of me.
I won't try to figure that out.
No. I like it.
You like what?
Your haircut.
Yeah, I had it cut twice. Say, maybe we ought to eat something.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea.
Well, let's see what's on this bill of fare. Oh.
What's the matter?
They don't spell very good.
Huh? Oh, it's in French.
You know, that's one thing I didn't learn on the farm.
Never mind, Jeff. I don't like this place anyway. It's much too expensive.
Oh, that's all right. You're forgetting about my egg money.
Now, look. Those chickens didn't go to all that trouble just so you could throw your money away on me. Come on.
Oh, where'll we go?
There's a restaurant in my neighborhood that has good food. And it's cheap, too.
See? You're saving my money for me already. How'll I ever be able to thank Cousin George?
You won't have to thank him. Just give him the $100. That's all he's interested in. Come on, Jeff. Let's go someplace where they know how to spell.
Sonny, wake up. Sonny.
Yorkshire, Berkshire, Hampshire.
Sonny.
Poland, China.
Sonny.
And Duroc. Oh.
Claire isn't home yet. I've been sitting here waiting for her to come back.
What time is it?
3:00.
It is? Then why'd you wake me? Let me go back to counting pigs.
Oh. Sonny, why would a dinner date take so long?
Maybe he's a slow eater.
Sonny, you don't seem to realize how serious this is. She's been gone for 8 hours. I've been sitting here watching the clock.
Why don't you read something?
I don't feel like reading.
We got quite a choice of books. There's breeding pigs and pig breeding and pigs and their breeds.
Hey, do you suppose she's purposely staying out late just to worry me?
Well, she is. She has.
Sonny, Jeff liked her. He liked her a lot. Sonny, did she like him?
Well, my sister goes for the shy type.
Oh. Would you call me shy?
Well,
don't answer that. You know, Sonny, I like her.
So do I.
Sonny, I think I love her.
I think I do, too.
And I threw her at him. I forced her to go out with him. I'm a fool. I'm a sap. I'm a...
A fathead.
A fathead. Thanks a lot, Sonny.
You're welcome, Mr. Valentine. That's the telephone line.
I'll get it. Hello?
Hello?
Claire, where are you?
What are you doing at my place, Mr. Valentine?
Well, I was waiting for you to get back.
Oh, you don't mean you were worried.
Worried? Why should I worry? Claire, where are you? It's 3:00.
I thought you weren't worried.
Well, it's just that... Well, I don't want you showing up late for work tomorrow.
I won't be at work tomorrow, George.
Claire, you call me George.
Well, I'm in a sentimental mood.
Hey, Claire, will you please tell me, where are you calling from?
From Dr. Hutchison's house.
Dr. Hutchison, are you hurt?
He's a minister.
A minister? Claire!
Cousin Jeff said to send you his love. Goodbye, George.
Eloped, huh?
Are you sure, Mr. Valentine?
Sonny, will you get dressed and shut up?
Yeah, but where are we going?
We're going to annul the marriage.
Mr. Valentine.
You don't want Jeff for a brother-in-law, do you? And how will I get along without her? What'll happen to me?
What'll happen to me? I don't want to go to Three Oaks and live with pigs.
No. Here's his address. Dr. Hutchison, 310 G Street. Come on.
Yeah, but what'll we do there?
He can tell us where they went. He can tell how to find her. I'm not giving her up, Sonny. Not without a fight. This is a place. Come on.
Don't you think it's a little late to be busting in on people?
No, we can't help that. I'll do the talking.
Don't you think it's a little late to be ringing doorbells?
Well, we've got to find her before he takes her to Three Oaks.
Can I help you?
Oh, I want to speak to Dr. Hutchison right away. It's very important.
Are you sure? I hate to disturb him. He had to get up a little while ago. We had a wedding party here.
A wedding party? Sonny, a wedding party.
I heard her.
Such a lovely young couple. And so much in love.
Maybe it was some other couple, Mr. Valentine.
Yeah, maybe. Was the groom tall and outdoorish looking?
Oh, he was a very wholesome young man. He told me all about his pigs.
Oh, pigs. It's the right people, all right.
I never saw a happier bride in all my life. And I've seen a lot of brides.
Are you sure she was happy?
She was all smiles.
She was all smiles, Mr. Valentine.
Well, maybe it was just an act.
Oh, no. At the end of the ceremony, when they kissed... Well, I never saw such a kiss in all my life. And I've seen a lot of kisses.
Oh.
Oh.
Now then, what did you want to see my husband about?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. Come on, Sonny.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Mr. Valentine? Mr. Valentine, what time is it?
4:00.
Don't you think it's a little late for us to be out taking a walk?
What else could we do?
Sleep?
I couldn't sleep.
Well, I guess I couldn't either.
Look, there's just the two of us left now, Sonny. We'll have to stick together.
And you're not going to try to stop her?
Stop her? How can I stop her? We've got to think about her, Sonny. If she's happy, then, well, we'll just give her up.
But, Mr. Valentine...
We've got to be men.
Well, I'll try.
Come on, let's go in this restaurant and have some breakfast.
We haven't had dinner yet.
All right, then we'll have dinner. Not that I can eat. I don't think I'll ever be able to eat again.
Is this table all right?
Oh, what does it matter? I can't eat anyway.
Well, then why'd we come in here?
Well, I just want to sit and look at the food and feel miserable.
What'll it be, gentlemen? Scrambled eggs and a nice side order of ham.
Ham? Don't even mention... Claire!
Claire, what are you doing here?
Working.
Working?
Excuse me, they want me in that booth. It's a wedding breakfast.
Hey, well, I don't get this. Why should
Mr. Valentine, look. In that booth. It's Jeff.
Jeff? Oh, of course. It's their wedding breakfast.
Then why is she working here as a waitress?
Oh, well, maybe they haven't got enough money to get back to Three Oaks.
Hey, he's coming to our table. You won't start a fight, will you, Mr. Valentine?
Fight? I haven't got any fight left in me.
Well, I'm sure glad to see you, Cousin George.
I told Jeff you were here.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Cousin Jeff.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
I hope you'll be very happy. And that comes from the heart, Claire.
What heart?
Well, I guess the best man won. Be good to her, Jeff.
You bet I will. Oh, Cousin George, about the $100.
Ah, forget it.
Why, Mr. Valentine.
Oh, no, I don't want to forget it. After all, you kept your part of the bargain. You got me a date, and now look what happened. And about the $100, Cousin George.
Buy yourself a wedding present, Jeff. A pig or something.
A pig? Well, thanks a lot. Now I better get back to Margie.
Yeah, you go right ahead and get... Margie? Who's Margie?
Well, I thought you knew. Margie's my bride.
Your bride? What about Claire?
Claire is our bridesmaid.
Claire, you mean...
You remember Margie, don't you, Sonny? She waited on us when we were here yesterday.
Hey, she's the girl who knows all about pigs.
She sure does. You know, Margie was born just 10 miles from my place, but can you beat it? We never met until Claire brought me here tonight.
I knew it'd be love at first sight.
Oh, well, Claire, look, I got to talk to you. Sit down.
I can't, Mr. Valentine. I'm working for Margie for the rest of the day. I don't get off duty till 6.
Then I'll stay right here and wait for you.
Well, I'll say goodbye. Our train leaves in a little while. I want you to know, Cousin George, that I'm the happiest man in the world.
Oh, no, you're not. I am.
Me too.
Now, Jeff, you remember to look us up when you come back to the city.
Oh, we won't be coming back. Margie and I decided that we'd stay in Three Oaks for the rest of our lives.
Why, Jeff?
Just settle down on a little farm and raise pigs.
We'll hear George's voice again in just a moment. In most parts of the West, motorists are facing the time of year that's hardest on cars. Cooler weather and rain or snow always bring with them some annoying car troubles. Most of these can pretty well be avoided, however, by a checkup trip to your neighborhood Chevron dealer. He'll put the right grade of RPM compounded motor oil in your car's crankcase, see that its transmission and differential have the right kind of grease for the season, and he'll check your battery and accessories like windshield wiper blades, spark plugs, and lights. You can depend on getting a good job of winter checking at a Chevron gas station. Chevron dealers, you know, are in business for themselves. They've had plenty of car service experience before branching out on their own. So you can count on a competent, conscientious job. See about that winter checkup this weekend. Talk it over with your neighborhood Chevron gas station man. Well, next week, a celebrity brings his problem to George, and you'll probably hear something like this.
Well, sure, of course I know you. Jimmy Jones, the greatest cowboy star in pictures.
That's right. I work in horse operas. Mr. Valentine, you've got to help me.
Sure, what's on your mind, Jimmy? What can I do for you?
Look, you mustn't breathe a word of this. It'd ruin my career.
You can trust me, Jimmy. What's the matter?
Mr. Valentine, I'm afraid of horses.
Chevron gas stations all through the West invite you to be with us again next week for another chapter of Let George Do It, brought to you by the makers of Chevron Supreme Gasoline and RPM Compounded Motor Oil. Let George Do It, starring Robert Bailey as George, with Francis Robinson as Claire and Eddie Firestone Jr. as Sonny, is written by Pauline Hopkins, produced and directed by Owen Vinson. Others in the cast were Frank Martin as Jeff, Jane Webb as Kathy, Rena Craig as Margie, and June Foray as Mrs. Hutchinson. The music was composed and conducted by Charles Dent. Your announcer, John Heaston. Listen again next week, same time, same station, to Let George Do It. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Your neighborhood Chevron gas station invites you to
Let George Do It.
Brought to you by the makers of climate-tailored Chevron Supreme Gasoline and RPM Compounded Motor Oil. Let George do it. That's the slogan George Valentine hung in his office when he got out of the Army with an idea and not much money to back it up. When a client shows up with a problem, George is happy. When no client appears, George is still happy. The worry department is handled by his secretary, Claire, and her brother, Sonny. Right now, George is sitting in his office when suddenly he hears a commotion outside.
Claire! Hey, Claire, come in here.
What's the matter, Mr. Valentine? Oh, what's all that noise about?
Well, there's a crowd outside our office building.
Really? Oh, I wonder what's wrong.
No, it must be some celebrity. Yeah, there, they're getting autographs.
Golly, look at the mob. Well, it must be someone very famous. Maybe it's the president.
Or Donald Duck.
I'm going downstairs to see.
No, Claire, you stay here. That mob will tear you to pieces.
I got it. I got his autograph.
Sonny.
Sonny, look at your shirt. It's in shreds.
Oh, what's a little thing like a shirt? I got his autograph. Look, see? Jimmy Jones.
Jimmy Jones?
Jimmy Jones?
Jeepers, don't you even know who he is?
Wait a minute. Don't tell me. Let me guess.
I know. He's a fullback for Notre Dame.
A player named Jones on the Notre Dame squad?
Oh, now I know, of course. Jimmy Jones, he's an actor. He plays in cowboy pictures.
He's not just an actor. He's a hero. Mr. Valentine, you know Thunderbolt, don't you?
I don't think I've ever had the pleasure.
Oh, Thunderbolt's as famous as Jimmy Jones. It's his horse.
Did you get his autograph, too?
Well, the crowd's practically gone.
Yeah, now maybe we can get a little work done in this office. That is, if you feel up to it, Sonny.
I beg your pardon, but I'm looking for George Valentine.
Well, you found him. Come right on in.
Thanks. You're Mr. Valentine.
That's right.
Say, haven't we met before? Your face looks awfully familiar.
You know, I was just going to say the same thing to you. Your face looks awfully familiar, too.
Mr. Valentine, it's Jimmy Jones. You've seen him in the movie.
Oh, well, sure, of course. Sonny, is this your hero? Sonny.
Sonny.
He's petrified.
Jimmy Jones. Standing right in front of me.
He's one of your many fans, Mr. Jones.
Well, that's awfully nice of you, Sonny. May I shake your hand?
My hand?
This is your hand, Sonny. Come on, put it out.
Glad to know you, Sonny.
I'll never wash it again.
And this is Sonny's sister, my secretary, Claire Brooks.
How are you, Miss Bragg?
Don't shake her hand. Look what it did to Sonny.
Oh.
Mr. Valentine, I've heard about you, and I'm hoping that maybe you can help me.
Well, I've never failed anyone yet. Sit down, Mr. Jones.
I wish you'd call me Jimmy.
Okay, Jimmy.
I hope Claire and Sonny won't mind, but this matter's a little confidential. It's nothing I'm ashamed of, understand, but I've got to keep it quiet for business reasons.
Well, you can trust us, Jimmy.
Oh, you've nothing to worry about on that score, Mr. Jones. We won't say a word.
I'd die first.
Hey, you see, die first. Now go right ahead.
Well, the trouble is the kids like me. Maybe they like me because I like them. I'm crazy about kids, George, and I'd never want to disappoint them. I just can't let them down.
Well, of course not. Why would you let them down?
Maybe you've heard. I was raised in an orphanage, the Brookdale Orphanage. And every year, Thunderbolt and I put on a benefit performance for them. Naturally, they expect me to be there this year, too.
Naturally.
And they'll expect to see me riding my horse, Thunderbolt.
Naturally.
George, Claire, Sonny, you mustn't breathe a word of this to anyone. You disappoint kids all over the world.
Cross my heart.
We promise.
Well, go ahead, Jimmy. What's the matter?
Well, I'm afraid of horses.
You're what?
Oh, you can't be.
Suffering cat.
You see, we were shooting a picture and something frightened Thunderbolt. He shied and stumbled.
He threw you?
That's right, and then he stepped on me.
Oh, how awful.
Oh, it was an accident. Thunderbolt didn't mean to hurt me, but I was laid up for a long time. After that, I just couldn't get up enough nerve to ride him. Or for that matter, to ride any horse.
Yeah, but Jimmy...
I know it sounds silly, George. I keep telling myself that, but it doesn't do any good.
Oh, sure, sure, I understand. Well, what about your career?
Well, since the accident, they have a double who does the riding for me.
Oh, I see. If this came out, you'd be through in pictures.
Oh, that's not important. Think of the kids. Why, if they found out, they wouldn't believe in anything anymore.
Well, that settles it, Jimmy. You can't make a personal appearance at the Brookdale Orphanage this year. You can't take the chance.
But, George, those kids are looking forward to it.
Your trouble is that you're too sentimental about kids. Now, you have nothing more to worry about, Jimmy. I'm in complete charge.
I was hoping you'd say that.
I'll tell them you had a nervous breakdown or something. You can send Thunderbolt with one of his trainers.
Oh, but they want to see me ride him. The kids will never forgive me.
Now, you leave that to me, will you, Jimmy? I'll take care of them. I know just how to handle kids.
Mrs. Martin is the superintendent of the orphanage. She's in the play yard with the children now, but I'll get her for you, Mr. Valentine.
Oh, thanks, miss. Just tell her it's about Jimmy Jones. I'm sort of taking charge of things for us.
Oh, you know Jimmy Jones.
Yes, of course.
Oh, I'd love to have his autograph. Oh, are you anybody?
No, nobody much. Will you tell Mrs. Martin we're here?
Oh, yes, of course. Just make yourself right at home. I'll only be a minute.
Mr. Valentine, what are you going to tell Mrs. Martin?
Just that Jimmy's been working too hard, and that he can't appear here, that's all. There's nothing to it.
Oh, those poor kids.
Oh, now, Claire, you're making too much of this. You're as bad as Jimmy. It's ridiculous worrying about a bunch of kids. He's got to protect his career.
But he means so much to them.
Now, listen, Claire, he can't appear at the benefit, do you understand? Anyway, the kids are more interested in seeing his horse.
That's not true.
Well, Jimmy can send over some ice cream and cake. That'll get them. Just fill up their stomachs and they'll be happy.
Mr. Valentine, how can you be so hard-boiled?
I just face facts, that's all.
Oh, I'm going to wait outside.
Where?
I prefer fresh air.
Women.
Hello?
Oh, hello.
What's your name? Where do you live?
Well,
how old are you?
Well, hey, now hold everything. Why the third degree, honey?
What's the third degree?
Do you always talk in questions?
What did you say?
Now, wait a minute. Look, we're not getting anywhere this way. My name is George. Never mind the rest. Now, come on. Tell me something about yourself.
I've got a pet mouse.
Uh-huh. Yeah?
A white one with a long tail.
Really? What's his name?
George.
George? What a coincidence.
I just named him George.
Oh, I see. Well, thank you, honey. That's quite a compliment.
Do you know any games?
Games? Well, now, let's see. I used to play some games with my nieces.
What are nieces?
Well, nieces are, they're people. I mean, I'm their uncle, see? So that makes them my nieces. You get it?
I don't have any uncle.
Oh, well, that's tough, honey.
But I have a brother.
Well, wonderful. I always say there's nothing like a brother. Why, that's a million times better than an uncle.
Jimmy Jones is my brother.
Jimmy Jones?
He told all us kids he'd be our big brother.
Oh.
So now we each have a family, don't we?
Oh, yeah, sure. Look, honey, how would you like another brother? Could you use two? Someone like, like me.
Oh, no.
You wouldn't like me for a brother?
No. I'm going to marry you.
Oh. Well, that settles.
Do you want me to teach you a game?
A game? Yeah, I'd love it.
We could play horsey.
Well, that sounds exciting. What do I do?
You get down on the floor on your hands and knees.
Do I have to?
Well, don't you want to play with me?
Okay, honey, you would. Now what?
Now I get on your back. There. Giddy up, horsey!
All right, here we go. Hang on now. Hang on, honey.
Hard-boiled Mr. Valentine.
Oh, Claire, we're playing horsey.
You make a beautiful horse.
Oh, thank you. Claire, this is the girl I'm going to marry.
Oh, congratulations.
Mr. Valentine, Mrs. Martin will see you now. She's in her office, if you'll just follow me.
Okay, thanks. Bye, honey.
Goodbye, George.
See you in about 16 years.
Don't forget now.
Don't forget now. You kid.
Her office is on the other side of the play yard. This way, please.
Oh, miss, wait a minute. Look, I won't bother Mrs. Martin. You give her a message for me, will you?
All right.
Just tell her that I personally guarantee that Jimmy Jones will be here for the benefit. And furthermore, he'll be on his horse, too.
Mr. Valentine, I have Mr. Jones on the phone for you now.
Oh, thanks, Claire. Hello, Jimmy.
Hello, George. What's on your mind?
Now, listen, Jimmy, you can't let those kids down. Why, they believe in you. Why, they think you're their big brother.
Sounds as though you've been out to the orphanage, George.
Well, now, look, you know me, Jimmy. I'm not sentimental or anything like that, but... Well, I can't have her disappointed. She named her mouse after me.
Her what?
Yeah. It's the first time I've ever had a mouse named after me.
George, what are you talking about?
Just this. You've got to ride Thunderbolt at the benefit.
But, George, I told you, since the accident, every time I see a horse, I shake. What'll that do to the kids?
Oh, gosh. You're right, Jimmy. No, we can't let him see you that way. Hey, wait a minute. In the movies, you use a double, don't you? What about him?
Oh, I thought of him, but it won't work. He's built like me, but he doesn't look like me. The kids will get wise.
Well, then all we have to do is to find a double that looks like you. It's a cinch, Jimmy. Leave it to me. an office force. What's the matter with you two? All you have to do is to find a man who looks like Jimmy Joe.
Well, what was wrong with Red Prescott?
His nose turns up and his hair is red.
Well, then what about Stanley Burns? Why, he was born on a horse.
Yeah, I could see that all right. One leg's bent south and the other bends north.
What about Mr. Manning? There's a similarity, even if his face is a little long.
I told you to find someone who looks like Jimmy, not his horse.
Oh, well, it's no use, Mr. Valentine. I give up.
But it's just a simple little job. Find a man about 6 feet tall with dark wavy hair and blue eyes, a nose that's reasonably straight, not too much chin.
Mr. Valentine.
What's the matter?
Don't you realize who you're describing?
Sure, Jimmy Jones.
Someone else, too.
Huh?
You.
Me?
Hey, that's right. Mr. Valentine, you do look like him. I noticed it the first time I met you.
Why, you could be brothers.
Why, that's terrific. Claire, get Jimmy on the telephone right away. Tell him I found his double.
You really think you found the right person, George?
I know I found the right person.
But is it someone we can trust?
Trust? Why, this man is the soul of honor. And what's more, he's got plenty of courage. And a heart of gold. Pure gold.
Hey, sounds tremendous.
Well, I don't like to brag, Jimmy, but if you were to pin me down, I'd say he is tremendous.
Who is
it? Me.
You?
Sure. Remember how familiar we looked to each other? I look like you.
Oh, that's where I saw you.
Yeah, of course.
Well, that's wonderful, George. You don't know how relieved I am.
Well, I told you I'd come through with flying colors, Jimmy. Now, be at my office tomorrow morning.
Okay, thanks a million, George.
So long, Jimmy. Well, it's all set. See, there ought to be a good fee in this for me.
Oh, I'm sure there will be, Mr. Valentine.
Jeepers, Mr. Valentine, I can hardly wait for the benefit. I can just see you dashing into the arena on Thunderbolt.
Yeah, it'll be a big moment, all right. The kids will be clapping and yelling their heads off, and I'll come dashing into the arena riding on Great Caesar's ghost.
Mr. Valentine, what is it?
What's the matter?
I just remembered.
What's wrong?
I've never been on a horse in my life.
Well, it'll take George a minute or so to figure out what to do in this situation. Meanwhile, I wonder how many of you folks can be sure your cars are ready for winter. In many parts of the West, wherever winter means cold or rain, there'll be an epidemic of car troubles this year. Most folks are driving the same old cars, you see, and they're bound to be a little less reliable simply because they're another year older. So here's a good tip. Drop in at your favorite Chevron gas station and let the Chevron dealer check over your car. He's an expert, and because he's in business for himself, making you a regular customer means a lot to him. So you can bet he'll give your car the best of care. You probably need winter-grade RPM motor oil, or new windshield wiper blades, a battery may need recharging, or your tires could stand a retread job. Whatever it is, find out now, before the weather gets really bad. Stop in at your neighborhood Chevron gas station this weekend. George had to find a double for Jimmy Jones, someone who looked like Jimmy and could ride Thunderbolt. It finally dawned on all of them that George himself resembles Jimmy, but then he suddenly remembered that he's never been on a horse in his life. Now it's a few minutes later.
Oh, that's fine, Mr. Valentine. That's great. You offer to take his place and you've never even been on a horse.
Well, there's nothing to it, Mr. Valentine. I'll teach you how to ride.
Sonny, you've seen Thunderbolt, haven't you?
Sure, lots of times.
Is he very active?
Oh, yeah, he's a very spirited animal.
Oh, a spirited animal, that's what I thought.
You're not getting cold feet.
Oh, no, of course not. But those kids will expect to see someone who can at least stay on the top side of the horse.
You've got nothing to worry about, Mr. Valentine. I'll teach you how to ride.
Sonny's really very good. Our grandfather raised horses in the country.
My grandfather raised cane in the city.
Come on, Mr. Valentine, we better get started right away.
Oh, now look, Sonny, I want to start nice and easy, understand?
Oh, sure, just leave it to me. I'll have you riding like an old cowhand. Come on.
Okay. Claire?
Yes, Mr. Valentine.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Valentine. Shall I meet you somewhere for dinner?
Yeah. Make it Joe's Hamburger Hut. That's the one place in town we can eat standing up.
Yes, sir. Something in toys for the young man?
Oh, no. Not for me. For him.
For him? A toy for the gentleman?
Yeah, he wants
to... Sonny, not so loud. People are listening.
Oh, I'll whisper it. Mr. Valentine wants a...
He does.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want him to get the feel of it.
Oh, I see. Well, very well. Second aisle to the left. Tricycles, scooters, kiddie cars, and hobby horses.
Hey, you were okay on that hobby horse, Mr. Valentine. Now for your second lesson.
Oh, but do you think I'm ready to ride this horse, Sonny?
Oh, sure.
Okay, then. Boost me up.
Okay. There you go.
Thanks.
Now, put your feet in the stirrups, Mr. Valentine.
Like this?
Yeah, that's right. Press your knees in.
Like this?
Yeah, that's good. Now, hold on to the reins with your left hand.
That's right.
Oh, you look fine, Mr. Valentine. Okay, here we go. Oh, that's good. That's swell. Hang on, Mr. Valentine. Don't fall off.
Oh, Sonny, I'm getting dizzy. Sonny, I can't see anything. Sonny, help. Stop this merry-go-round.
He's a beautiful animal, isn't he, Mr. Valentine?
Yeah, cute. Very cute.
His name's Tornado.
Oh, you... How do you do, Tornado? Oh.
Mr. Valentine, come on down out of the haymow. He won't hurt you.
Well, Sonny, I don't think he likes me.
Oh, now, don't be silly, Mr. Valentine. Come on, get up on him.
But do you think I'm ready for a real live horse?
Well, the only way we can find out is to try. Come on.
Say, he's up awfully high, isn't he?
He's no higher than most horses.
Well, couldn't I try one of the smaller models first? Like that one over there?
Mr. Valentine, that's a Shetland pony. You don't want to ride him.
Why not? He has a very kind face.
Come on now. Get up on Tornado.
All right. Nice, Tornado. Stand still, boy. I said, stand still. Sonny, tell him to stand still.
It's okay. Just jump up on him.
Well, maybe he won't like it.
He's used to it. Go ahead, Mr. Valentine. Put one foot in the stirrup and swing the other one over.
All right. Here I go.
Mr. Valentine, wait.
I think I'll make it.
But, Mr. Valentine...
It's all right, Sonny. I'm... Sonny, what's happened to this horse? Where's his head?
Get down, Mr. Valentine. You put the wrong foot in the stirrup.
Oh, is that it? I thought there was something wrong.
Now, try it again. Remember, your left foot in the stirrup, your right foot swings over.
Oh, it's no use, Sonny. You can't teach an old horse new tricks.
He's not old.
No, but I am. Come on now, let's get back to the office.
But, Mr. Valentine, what about the benefit? How will you be able to take Mr. Jones's place and ride Thunderbolt?
Well, it's no use, Sonny. I can't do it.
Jeepers, I wish I could ride Thunderbolt.
Well, so do I. I'd like nothing better than to have... Sonny, why not?
Huh?
Of course. There's our answer. You'll ride Thunderbolt.
But, George, I don't get it. You do look like me, so why can't you take my place?
Why don't you tell him, Mr. Valentine?
Now, Claire, I'll handle this in my own way.
Jeepers, Mr. Jones, please let me ride Thunderbolt. I can handle him honest. Just ask my sister.
Will you keep quiet, Sonny? You see, Jimmy, I'm afraid that someone might catch on that I'm not you.
Oh, do you think so?
Well, I suppose there'll be reporters there.
Yeah, I imagine so.
And what if they find out? It'd ruin everything.
Please, Mr. Jones... I know Thunderbolt and I'll get along okay.
Yes, Sonny's very good with horses.
He's been riding since he was a baby.
But how can we work it? Sonny certainly doesn't look like me.
Well, Jimmy, I got this all figured out. Now, look, it's simple. You walk out and talk to the kids. Uh-huh. You know, make a speech.
Yeah.
Then I imagine they'll begin yelling for Thunderbolt.
Oh, you can count on that.
Well, fine, fine. Now then, when that happens, you say you brought Thunderbolt along, all right, but that you'd like to feel like a kid again and sit in the audience with them.
Go on, then what happens?
Well, then you say, how about one of you kids riding Thunderbolt? Who'd like to try it?
Uh-huh.
Now then. Sonny is sitting right in the front row. You can't miss him. And when you say, who'd like to ride Thunderbolt, Sonny jumps up and yells, let me, mister, let me.
Let me, mister, let me.
Yeah, that's the idea. And Jimmy, no matter how many kids yell, you choose Sonny. Understand?
Oh, of course. I wouldn't dare take a chance on someone who didn't know horses.
Now, how does it sound, Jimmy?
It sounds okay, George, but you're sure nothing will go wrong?
Listen to him. Now, Jimmy, I tell you, it can't miss. Why, what could possibly go wrong?
See so many children in all your life, Mr. Valentine?
It looks as if all the kids in town are here. All except Sonny.
Now, stop worrying about Sonny. He'll show up.
But he should be here now. What's happened to him?
Well, I know he went to a movie early this afternoon. Then I think he planned to buy some riding boots.
Riding boots? I can't save this place for him much longer. Why can't he be on time?
Oh, just be patient, Mr. Valentine.
But they're getting ready to start the show. Oh, where is that boy?
Well, it's not like Sonny to be late.
Well, it's your fault, Claire. You should have brought him over with you.
That's right. Blame me for it. I always get... Oh, Mr. Valentine, they're going to begin. Here comes Jimmy Jones now.
Howdy, kid.
Oh, where's that Sonny?
Well, I can't imagine what's keeping him.
Now, hold it, kid. Hold it. First, I want to tell you how much it means to me to be here again. You know, every year I look forward to my visit to the Brookdale Orphanage because it's just like coming home again for me.
Where is he? Where's that Sonny?
Hey, what if he doesn't show up?
But I didn't come here to make a speech. I just wanted to say hello to all my friends, to all my little brothers and sisters.
Mr. Valentine, you have to ride Thunderbolt.
Oh, that's impossible. I don't even know on which side to get on.
Now, is there anything I can do for you, kid?
Mr. Valentine.
Claire, think of something.
You can't let one of them ride him. It would be dangerous.
Well, it would be dangerous for me, too.
Now, take it easy, kid. Take it easy. Take it easy. That's it. Thunderbolt is here, all right. But, look, I'm sort of tired of riding. I want to sit down there with the rest of you, with my friends.
Here it comes.
How about one of you riding Thunderbolt?
Mr. Valentine.
Who'd like to ride?
Mr. Valentine.
Come on, who wants to ride Thunderbolt?
Mister... Mister, here's someone who wants to ride Thunderbolt. Go on, George, go on.
Claire, stop pushing me.
You've got to go now, George. There's no other way out.
Oh, now, Claire.
Come on, you've got to do it.
What a spot you put me in.
George.
Hello, Jimmy, how do you feel? What's happened to Son? He just didn't show up.
But, George, what are we going to do? The kids are waiting. Somebody's got to ride Thunderbolt.
George will ride.
Now, Claire.
I guess you'll have to, George.
I'm sorry, Jimmy. I'd like to. Really, I would. But I... Well, I just can't.
Now, George.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? What's the matter with you, George?
Nothing. Except that I've never been on a horse in my life.
Oh, you've never been on a horse in your life?
That's right.
Oh, this is a fine time to tell me. What about all these kids? They're waiting.
Listen, Jimmy, I'd never be able to get up on
them. But, George,
and if I did get up on them, I'd never be able to stay there.
But you said...
And if I did stay there, I'd die of fright.
Oh. I ought to wring your neck.
Now, that won't help any.
But what am I going to do?
Well, tell him you just noticed that Thunderbolt is indisposed. Yeah, tell him he has a headache.
Who ever heard of a horse with a headache?
Well, he's a very unusual animal.
These kids believe in me. Well, they've been looking forward to this day for months.
Then why don't you ride Thunderbolt?
Me?
Yes, you.
All right, I will.
Mr. Jones, you can't.
I can't let these kids down. I'll ride him if it kills
him. Mr. Valentine, stop him. Oh, Mr. Valentine, he's getting up on Thunderbolt. Mr. Valentine.
Oh, I can't look. La, 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 la,
la, la, la, la, la. George. George, where are you?
Out in the play yard. On the teeter-totter.
Why didn't you stay in the arena?
Well, I just couldn't take it.
But, George, it was all right. Jimmy was magnificent.
What happened?
He rode Thunderbolt just as though nothing had ever gone wrong. The kids went wild.
Yeah, I heard them screaming, but I thought the worst.
Jimmy's looking for you. He wants to talk to you.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet he does. Come on, let's get out of here.
But he's anxious to see you.
Anxious to break my neck.
Oh, now, George.
Well, what else would he want to see me for? I was certainly a lot of help to him. Just when he needed me, I failed him.
Now, George.
I suppose you think I'm a coward.
Oh, of course not.
Oh, that's all right. Go ahead. Don't hold back. Tell me what you think.
Well, I think...
Please don't say it, Claire. I don't want to hear it.
This has been a very happy day for me, George. It's a pleasant change to see you this way.
What way? I don't get it.
Well, you're usually so sure of yourself. But now you're... Well, you're just like a little boy.
You mean you'd like to take me in your arms?
Well...
Well, if you have any kind of an urge, Claire, don't suppress it. It isn't good for you.
Oh, George, you're wonderful.
Oh, say that again.
Oh, George, you're wonderful.
Say that again.
Oh, George, you're wonderful.
Say that again. Jimmy!
Why, you talk about acting. Why, your acting makes mine look silly.
Acting? Who's acting?
Why, do you know you really had me convinced that you were afraid to ride Thunderbolt? And that's just what you wanted me to think, wasn't it, George?
Yes, yes. Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted you to think, all right.
Sure, you had to trick me into riding Thunderbolt.
Trick you?
You knew that once I got on him, I'd get my confidence back and I'd be cured.
Oh, yes, of course. That's what I had in mind, all right.
George!
Well, it was wonderful psychology, George. I don't know how I can thank you.
Oh, well, that's all right, Jimmy. Forget it. Glad to help you out.
George, are you trying to make me believe it was all an act?
Oh, of course. What else? Why, I'm crazy about horses. There's nothing I like better than to ride on a really spirited merry-go-round.
I know that, George.
But I couldn't let on, even to you, Claire. I was afraid you might give it away.
Oh, see?
Sure, I had to make the act look good, didn't I, Jimmy?
Why, of course. Will you excuse me now? Mrs. Martin wants to see me.
Oh, sure, Jimmy. Go right ahead.
But stick around. I have something to show you.
So it was all an act, huh?
Naturally.
Then you really like horses.
Like them? Why, I love them. There's nothing I like better than a brisk canter down the bridle path.
And to think that I bothered to feel sorry for you.
Hey, Mr. Valentine, when does it start?
When do I write Thunderbolt?
Sonny, what happened to you?
Where have you been?
Well, I went to see Jimmy Jones and Thunderbolt in their new picture.
But, Sonny, that was this morning.
Yeah, I know, but it was so good I stayed to see it four times.
Oh, Sonny.
Never mind, Sonny. We didn't need you. We got along okay, didn't we, Claire? Say, I'll bet I'll be able to get a good fee out of this. How much do you think I can stick him for?
You ought to be ashamed to take anything.
Oh, listen to her.
George. Oh, I'm glad you didn't leave. Come with me. I got a little present for you.
A present?
I was afraid you wouldn't accept any money from me, George. That would be just like him, wouldn't it, Claire?
How well you know him.
So I decided to give you something else.
Give me something else?
A little present. I think you'll like him, George.
Like him?
He's a full brother to Thunderbolt.
A horse?
Of course, he's a little wild yet, but think of the fun you'll have breaking him in.
George will be back in a moment. Meanwhile, neighborliness, it always seems to me, is as American as hot dogs at a ball game. Most of us can spot it right away and appreciate it, too. It's one reason, I think, why many motorists like to drive into Chevron gas stations. They're all locally run, you know. And since they're home folks, Chevron dealers are mighty accommodating. Every time you stop at a cream, green, and burgundy station, you know you're trading with a chap who's in business for himself, anxious to please you because his success depends upon it. And there's another point worth remembering. Every Chevron gas station carries RPM compounded motor oil and climate-tailored Chevron Supreme gasoline. They all honor Chevron credit cards, too. So just about everything a motorist looks for, he'll find at those neighborly Chevron gas stations. Try them when you're out for a drive this weekend. Well, next week, George finds himself in the middle of a lot of excitement. You'll probably hear him say something like this.
Mr. Valentine.
Yes?
How are you feeling?
Oh, fine, great. Never felt better.
Yeah? Well, enjoy your health while you got it. It won't last.
That's all?
Get out of town, Mr. Valentine.
Mr. Valentine, what was that all about? What was it?
The same fellow who's been phoning me right along. He's still worried about my health.
Chevron gas stations all through the West invite you to be with us again next week for another chapter of Let George Do It, brought to you by the makers of Chevron Supreme Gasoline and RPM Compounded Motor Oil. Let George Do It, starring Robert Bailey as George, with Francis Robinson as Claire, and Eddie Firestone Jr. as Sonny, is written by Pauline Hopkins, produced and directed by Owen Vinson. Others in the cast were Harry Bartell as Jimmy Jones, Nina Clowden as the girl, Ann Whitfield as the child, and Stanley Waxman as the floor walker. The music was composed and conducted by Charles Dent. Your announcer, John Heaston. Listen again next week, same time, same station, to
Let George Do It.
This is the Mutual Darling Broadcasting System.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.